Okay, I hope everybody had a pleasant Pesach. I want to speak this evening about a subject that relates to Pesach, or specifically after Pesach, the subject of Chometz Sha'over Olava Pesach. But we'll start with Parsha Shmini, the Parsha Sashavua, which contains within it a very puzzling episode right in the middle. The Torah tells us that on that day, which was Chodesh Nisan, almost one full year after they came out of Mitzrayim. So that was the day when they were dedicating the Mishkan, and putting the Mishkan into operation for the first time after 7 days of preparation. And the Torah describes the grandeur of the occasion, which was marred by a very unusual circumstance. The Pasuk says, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikru v'nei Aaron nodav aviyu ish machtaso, Vayitnu v'hein eish, Vayasimu ala ketores, Vayakriv v'nei Hashem, Eish zora, Asher lo tziva osam. Two of the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, took his fire pan, they put some kind of a fire in it, and put ketores, incense in it, and they brought it before Hashem, and Eish Zara, which they had not been commanded to bring. They brought in some kind of offering, some kind of ketores offering, which they hadn't been commanded to bring, and in Pasuk Beis, Vateitze Eish Melifna Hashem, Vatochol Osom Vayamus Lifna Hashem, and suddenly a fire came down from heaven and consumed them, and they died right there. It's a puzzling episode because the Torah doesn't exactly specify what it was that they had done that was so terrible. They brought some kind of an offering, but why that brings about such a dramatic punishment isn't clear. The Chazal have different interpretations as exactly what their avera was. Rashi here in Pasuk Beis, Vateitzei says, Rabbi Leza, Omer lo meis ben arna ela yidei shahoru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. They paskin, and they brought this without asking a shayla to Moshe. And a different opinion is, Rishmol omesh suyai nichnasu l'mikdash. They were in a state of intoxication when they went in. That's because the subsequent section, a few psukim later, brings the dinim, starting in Pasuk Ches, that a Kohen can't do the avoda in a state of intoxication. We drank too much and so on. So that's a connection. It's a different interpretation. There are other interpretations. It's not clear what exactly they did wrong. Then, a little while later, the Torah records the aftermath of that event, and it's also very puzzling, because the Torah records, you know, that day there were several special karbanos brought. The Gemara elaborates upon this in Maseches Zvachim. It spells out the whole story. Daf Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph, thank you. Daf Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph, in Maseches Zvachim. Basically, the Torah records that Moshe got angry at Aaron and his sons. Right? It says in this is in Perek Yud now in Pasuk Tezayim. Ve'ase seir hachatos, okay. Dorosh Moshe. V'nei sorav vayiktzov al elozav al yisomer b'nei Aaron anosim lemor. Moshe investigated, inquired regarding the seir hachatos. Okay, now there were several seir hachatoses, if there's such a word, that were offered on that day, because in addition to there were certain special sacrifices that were brought in conjunction with the dedication of the Mishkan. There was a Sirah Chatos Asher La'om, which described at the beginning of the Sedra, and Aaron had to bring a Sirah Chatos, and Nachshon Ben Aminadov sacrifice, it's not mentioned here, but in Parshas Noso, you know, each starting with Chodesh Nisan, Vayia Makri Bayom Rishon, Nachshon Ben Aminadov Le'Mate Yehuda, right? So in other words, the Nasi Yehuda. So, you know, we know from Hanukkah that's the laning in Parshas Noso. So, but there was also, it was Rosh Chodesh. So, Sir Chatas had to be brought on Rosh Chodesh. So, the other karbonos were unique karbonos for that particular day. There were dedication karbonos and the celebratory karbonos, but the regular Rosh Chodesh, that's what Rashi explains based on this Gemara. In Zvachim. Sir Chatas, Rashi says in Pasuk Tazayin there, Sir Musafe Rosh Chodesh. Rashi said there were three Sirei Chatos, actually there were four. Rashi refers to three of them. One is a Sirei Zim of the Am, one is Sirei Nachshon, and Sirei Shchodesh is actually another one. But anyway, the question was, this Sirei Chatos Shchodesh was not brought, but rather it was not eaten, rather, but rather it was burnt. Okay? Dorash Moshe Vine Sorof. He investigated, and he wanted to find out, why did you burn it? Rashi explains, Dorash, stage reshows, double word, why was this one burnt? Why were the other ones eaten? And Moshe got angry, and he says in Pasuk Zion, why didn't you eat the meat from this carbon chatas? That the Kohanim is supposed to eat the meat from the carbon chatas, ever shchodesh, regular dinner of shchodesh. Why didn't you eat the meat? Okay, what was the problem? And then Aaron explained it was because he was an Onan, his sons had died. Then Moshe Vayita, Beno Moshe accepted. Again, a very, very puzzling episode. What was Moshe angry about? Not so clear. So the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Kuf Aleph Med Aleph spells out the story. And I don't have to read through the whole sugya, but in effect, based on the psukim, Moshe was asking what was the problem with this carbon chatas that you didn't eat it. Rashi a little bit fills in, but not here in Chumash, but not as, you know, not as fully. So if you take a look in the Gemara in Zochim, Kufala, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, well, maybe the carbon chatas somehow became pasul. And that's why they had to burn it and not eat the meat. And the Moshe, that's what Moshe was asking. It's, what went wrong here, right? Was it a problem? Rather, Gemara says, Hakim etatsu kuf alaf and alvin zochem. Madu alo chaltam zochem. We got my kodesh. Shema nichnas dam alifnai velifnim. Was some of the dam sprinkled inside? It's where it wasn't supposed to be sprinkled. Was that the problem? And no, the pasuk says no. Hein lo huva. It's not true. The dam wasn't. And then he asked him another question. Shema chutz lemechitzasa yatzas. Maybe some of the meat was taken outside where it's supposed to be eaten. Nifso. It's called yotze outside the compound or the confines of the Mishkan. Later on, the Beis Hamikdash. So no, that didn't happen either. It was because of aninus. Fine. So the implication of that Gemara is, when Moshe asked the question, he was saying that I would understand if you're going to tell me that the carbon somehow became pasul. So then I understand why you didn't eat the meat, right? Because there was some psul. And then everybody answered, no, that wasn't the problem. Something else was the problem. And Moshe agreed. Okay, so that's what we have here. What?
Why should you get angry?
No, he got. What it means, he was investigating. He said, well, 1 second, was it this? No, it wasn't this. Was that? No, it wasn't.
It
says Vayikzov because apparently he was didn't really think that's what happened. You know, he said, are you going to tell me that this happened? Are you going to tell me that that happened? It didn't happen.
But he didn't know it didn't happen.
Okay, so that's a good question. Why Vayikzov? But anyway, at the end, he was pacified and good. But what I'm trying to point out is that the Moshe Rabbeinu would have understood, he wouldn't have been angry at all if the answer would have been affirmative that yes, the carbon became pasul, then we understand why they don't eat it. So this seems to be a rule, therefore, that the psula hamukdashin, right, carbonus that become pasul, you're not allowed to eat. So where exactly does that rule come from? So it's interesting, huh?
Is it pasul now or inside?
So let's see. So it's not here, but so the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Chof Dalad Amad Aleph, the Gemara has actually the pasuk is from Parshas Tetzaveh. The end of Parshas Tetzaveh describes some of the dinim that would later take effect at the time of the dedication of the Mishkan. So in Perek Chav Ches, no, just a moment, find the right Perek. Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk. I thought it was Lamed Vav, and I don't find it. Just a minute. Yeah, here it is. Pesach Lamed Gimel. Okay. No. I'm sorry. Pesach Lamed Dalet. Perek Chof Tes of Shmos. Pesach Lamed Dalet. In Parshas Tetzaveh. And it says there, regarding Nosar, V'im yivosem ribsar ha-milu v'lech man-aboker v'saraftos ha-nos v'esh lo ye'ochel ki kodesh hu. That's a pasuk over there in Parshas Tetzaveh. So explaining that pasuk, the Mar and Psachim, Chav Dalet, is the middle of the sugya of Chizkin Aravo, when it says Lo Ye Ochel, does it mean also other types of Yisurim? You know, anyway, the Gemara has a whole discussion back and forth. So in the middle of that section, the Gemara says, on Chav Dalet Malaf and Psachim, the Gemara says, a teaching of Rabbi Lazar, Kedar Belezer, just a moment. Yeah, the Amar Belazer Lo Yochal Ki Kodesh Hu. That's the pasuk, right? Kol Shebe Kodesh Pasul Kaboha Kosev Litain Lo Sa Seal Achiloso. Okay, anything from Kodshim, which is pasul, you're not allowed to eat. So it's learned out from that pasuk in Parashat Tetzaveh by this Gemara in Psachim Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. It's interesting. Yeah, maybe it's Chosru. Maybe you have to burn it, but there's no issue to eat it. There's a separate law to eat it. Okay. Now, it's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchos Psula HaMukdoshin, Perek Yud Ches, Psula Mukdoshin, Halacha Yud, the Rambam refers to this Pasuk, and I guess indirectly to this Gemara. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud, Ochel Kezayis Mibsar Kochim Shenosar B'mezid Chayav Koris. Okay, fine. And other few other things that din at the end. It says Vehechan Hizra Kosar Pigalon Osar Bemiluim. Where does the pasuk say that it's takin iser to eat it? Right, because it doesn't say it explicitly. So the answer is by miluim. Shari Nemar Sham. This pasuk lo ye achel ki kodesh heim lahazir al kol shebsulo ba kodesh hu below sasa lafilosam. So Rambam brings that lahalacha. Okay, what's interesting?
From the miluim. Yeah,
from the miluim. The end of tetzav is miluim. Yeah. Okay, so that's what the Rambam quotes in Perek Yudches Halacha Yud. What's interesting though is at the beginning of the Perek Yudches pasuk halacha base in Hilchos Psula Amud Toshim. The Rambam there says, halacha gimel, kol korban shenemar shu posel, bein shenifsel machshova, bein b'maisa, bein she'ir lo dover she'posel, kol ha'ocha menu kezayis b'meizid loke, shenemar, not this posel, something else, lo sochal kol toeva. Interesting, the Rambam quotes that. What's lo sochal kol toeva? So that's a posel in Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh. Okay. What? Yeah, very good. So let's see. So there's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in Chumash Devarim, where there's a repeat. The end of this week said, Yishmini, I have all a list of all the kosher, all the simonim, what's a kosher behema, what's a kosher oaf, and so on and so forth. So that list is repeated in somewhat less detail in Parshas Re'eh. So that section opens up in the Dvarim Perek Yud Dalad, pasuk Gimel, lo sochal kol toeva. Don't eat anything which is an abomination or is disgusting. That's what the losochal kol toeva. So Rashi there says, what does that mean, kol toeva? Kol sheti avti lecha. Anything which I said is disgusting. And anything which, sort of you're eating, or it came into existence through something that was osir, or came into existence for you to eat through an isser. For example, kigon tsaram ozen bechor kedei leshochta medina. Okay, a guy went ahead and he's supposed to bring to him his bear, unless it has a mum. So the guy created a mum, right? He made a mum. So
it's
b'chor is a din. It's sarm ozen b'chor. There's no other animals you don't have to bring to the bear. Here you have to bring to his bear. The b'chor you have
saying,
to.
You say,
if you did it, but did, okay, right. Right. Anyway, so it says that's not allowed. And interestingly enough, this Gemara, this concept of kol shetiavti lecha, is actually brought in an important sugya in Chum, okay, Maseches Chum. We've discussed this in previous Yurim, where the Gemara asks a very simple and important question. The Gemara says, on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet and Beis and Chulin, a surprising question. The Gemara asks, how do we know that Basa B'chalav is Aser B'chila? You look at the Torah, it never says, it always says, lo sivashel, right? Lo sivashel gedi, b'chalev imo. Right? Now, most of us know the answer. It says three times, lo sivashel gedi, twice. We just read it twice over Pesach, right? Once in Mishpatim, once in Kisisa. And the third time there is in that section of A. So it says it three times because there are three Yisurim. One is to cook Bas B'chalav, one is to eat Bas B'chalav, one is to get Hanah from Bas B'chalav. But we know that answer because Rashi says that in Chumash. And I'm not saying it's the wrong answer. That answer is in the Gemara on Kuf Tes Vav Med Beis. It's the Beir B'Shmal, Tana, Lo Sivashel Gedi B'chalav, Gimel Pam, Echad Lisar Achila, Echad Lisar Hanah, Echad Lisar Bishul. But that's only one of half a dozen answers the Gemara gives to that question. That's the most famous one. That the Rambam quotes in the Sefer Mitzvos and Rashi quotes in Chumash and so on. That's the most famous answer. But there are several other answers. The very first answer, where the Gemara says, again, on Kuf Yud Dalam Beis, when the Gemara asks this Kasha, how do we know that Omar of Ashi Minayin Labos B'chalav Sh'asa B'chila? What does he know? How you know? Shenemar, this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, lo sochal kol toeva, kol shetiavti lecha harehu bebal tochal. Anything which I said, you're not allowed to do, and now you did it, you can't eat it. I said you can't cook bas b'chalav together. So if you did, now you're not allowed to eat it. Now that's how we know it starts with lo sevashil. That's his, you know, I'm not going to bas b'chalav right now, but that's the mocher, kol shetiavti lecha. So,
how
does it apply to korbanos? So one second. So the Sifrei says, okay, if I say it can't go out and went out, it was yotzei or it was nosar, now it becomes also b'chila.
Okay,
yeah. So the sifrei on that pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, it's a pisco tzadi tes in the sifrei says lo socha kol toeva. Velez omer minayin letzarm ozim mechor ba'achem and sheover below. So I say talmud lo socha kol toeva. Acher omer b'psula amukdoshin hakosim edaber. Okay, that's talking about psula amukdoshin. Any carbon which became pasul. Okay, I mean it's a toiva, right? And it became possible. And we'll see. I mean, whether you made it or it became, however it happened, doesn't matter. Low plug. So now you're not allowed to eat it. So it's just interesting that the Rambam, and I don't have an answer as to why the Rambam there in the beginning of Hilchos Pesulim Hakdash and Perek Yud Ches and Halacha Gimel doesn't quote the limud from Psachim. Again, we had the limud from Psachim. He mentioned Halacha Yud, right? That what's the language of Psachim again? It says Tisha Rabbi Elazar is one second here. Ba kosov litain los a kol shebe kodesh posel ba kosov litain los asa al achiloso. Okay, so this is a different teaching. All right, so Rambam quoted from the Sifrei. Wouldn't be the first time. Wouldn't be the last time. Okay, it doesn't even mention Argo. I didn't really see. I didn't do an exhaustive search, but I didn't see any of the regular notes that Kilim bring up why he goes for the Sifrei. But in any event, that's the din lo sochal kol toeva kol sheti aftilacho. So I said at the beginning of the show, I want to talk about Chometz Arba Lava Pesach. So there's an interesting comment by the Minchas Chinuch. First of all, I should stress that the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Samech Tes, and it's not unusual, in fact, it's pretty common, for the Sefer HaChinuch to follow the positions of the Rambam. So
like
in Parsha,
I
think so. Exactly. So I don't know the statistics, but a lot of times. So anyway, Tov Samech Tes, Mitzvah Tov Samech Tes in Parshas Re'eh is called Shelo Lecho Psula Hamakdoshin. They're not allowed to eat from Karbonis became Pasul. And he writes Shelo Nochal Psula Hamakdoshin Velav Azeh Psula Hamakdoshin Pirshas and Malachim Seches Bechoros Shudavka Shenase Anachnu Hamum Hamakdoshin. It's only if we make the mum and so on. And then he says, and umikomo kain imi pasela carbon b'shum tzar acher tzar acher zvichosu b'zeh gam kain yesh b'olav v'al kol zeh nemar lo socho kol toiva v'cheinu om v'sifri lo socho kol toiva b'sul mokdosha kaz v'daber etc. And so that's what we said. So the Sefer HaChinuch lists this iser. He also doesn't quote the Gemara Psachim as the mocker for lo socho not b'sul mokdosha. He quotes this the Gemara in Chun, lo socha kol toeva, kol sheti avtilach. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch raised an interesting question, because later on, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes, v'chein kol isur machalos, kinyan shedarsha zichron levracha, lo socha kol toeva, kol sheti avtilach, harehu bebal tocho. Anything which I said you can't do, and then you produce the food that way, then you're not allowed to eat
which
it.
Comes first.
Okay. Now the question is, why isn't this a lav shir close? Okay. What which comes
I don't
first?
Understand.
There's an iser to create this.
So
once
first?
You did, you
if
can't
you
eat it.
Created,
yes. Yeah.
So
and
then, why does it say?
And therefore, you can't
don't
eat.
Eat.
Okay, so again,
now we have this
what are we
going
to
do with that?
Say, don't eat?
Okay, so either there's more than one lav, or it's lav shebecholos, and we have
so
different.
Don't do it. So
right.
What about the?
So the result is you can't.
Okay,
you're right. So you have to figure out other cases why that maybe there's more than one lav you violate. It's a good question. Now he
but
said this,
this
is not.
It doesn't matter who did. Before you said it doesn't matter. Who
right
did.
Now we're saying it doesn't matter.
No, the animal will
yeah. Don't do it regardless.
Yeah,
of
even
who
so.
Rolled
yeah.
Out.
So let's see. That's what I'm talking about. So the Minchas Chinuch here in Ozdal in this mentions that he brings up Chometz Arba Lava Pesach. Okay, what is Chometz Arba Lava Pesach? So we know that Pesach has a unique. The issue of Chometz is unique in many ways, as compared to other machalos asuras. Number one, not allowed to eat it. It's also even with mashu. That's other things. Also mashu. Okay, so bittul tarovah spoke about it, right?
Not plain.
Yeah. Okay, and not only not allowed to eat it, not allowed to have it in your possession by your rabbi motze, and the issur of chametz of pesach even seems to extend even after pesach. What does that mean? So that's another sugya in Pesachim, machokes atanoim. Towards the later in that second parak in Pesachim, the Mishnah is on chof ches amud beis. Discussing chometz was owned by a goy. Chometz shavah lava pesach literally means, no pun intended, but chometz was passed over Pesach. It was a Passover. It was around during Pesach. So that's a question. What means around during Pesach? So one opinion of Yehuda is, and the Gemara, the Mishnah says one way. The Gemara tried to figure out. So it goes on for a couple of pages. Chav ches and chav tes here in Pesachim. So the one opinion of Yehuda is that guess what? Chometz shavah lava pesach is any chometz which was in existence in the world. On Pesach, it doesn't matter who owned it, it was owned by Goy. You can't eat after Pesach. In other words, you would have to, after Pesach, start again, bake bread, from the beginning, from scratch. Okay, that's a Yehuda. He learns it out from Psukim. He understands that the Pesach has several times, lo socha, by Chometz. One is for Pesach itself. Another limud is for Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You already can't eat Chometz. And the third limud is for after Pesach. Tanya comments either that was in existence over Pesach, regardless of who owns it. Therefore, even Chemtzo Shel Nachri. Therefore, all our tricks about selling it to the guy doesn't help.
So is that the source for the people that don't sell from Chametz?
Not really. No, that's something else. But that's because the sale of Chametz, we call a little bit of a haroma. Haroma means a legal fiction, sort of. So some don't want to say. Some say legal fiction works only the rabbanon, not the rice. Chametz garments the rice. It's a different discussion. But anyway, be that as it may, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Reb Shimon disagrees, and Reb Shimon says not true. Reb Shimon says the whole thing is there's no issa d'oraisa at all, and rather it is, we call it, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon says, it's a knas on daf lamed amud aleph. It says Reb Shimon knas a kanis hove over aleph by yoro by motzei. The Rabbanan, the whole thing that did the Rabbanan, it was a penalty, it was a fine imposed on somebody who violated the issur of owning Chametz on Pesach.
And that's a lot. They're not allowed to eat it. Right?
That's how we pass it. Yeah. Like a Shimon, not like a Yehuda. Okay? We don't assume it's the rice, we assume it's the Rabbanan, whatever coolers that may happen to bring, Suffolk, whatever, the Rabbanan. Why the Rabbanan make such a rule? So the answer is because they were wise guys, or they were afraid they were wise guys, who, let's say a guy figures he's gonna corner the post-Pesach pizza market, or the post-Pesach donut market, right? Everyone, after Avdolah, everyone wants to run out, you know, I mean, somebody told me that someplace in Brooklyn, they auction off the first pie for Tzedakah, you know, the highest bidder gets the first pie. Okay, good, everyone, people
are dead.
So this guy decides, yeah, so hopefully it's a front place, he waits an hour afterwards, he sold it. But I'm telling you, there was some guy, figures he'll out-chop everybody, he'll keep his dough over Pesach, he violates by your by months. Okay, so that's a love. You know, straighten out a Kaddish Baruch Yom Kippur.
He'll keep his pizza.
Whatever he'll do. So he'll do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Meanwhile, he'll corner the market right after Pesach. So, therefore, to prevent people from doing that, the Rabbanah made a decree. Guess what? You're not allowed to eat that chametz. So that won't someone do it. So it's a knas. It's a penalty for somebody who violates by your and by your months. That's how we assume the halacha, like Reb Shimon. That is a din d'rabbanon. So the minchas chinuch here in mitzvah tov samach tes raises one second. Why shouldn't this be asur midoraisa based on toeva? Koset yavdelacha. The Torah says you're not allowed to keep chametz over Pesach. So lemaisa, if this guy did, so now this chametz exists today because a Jew violated an iser in conjunction with that chametz, and consequently it should be a din of kol shat yavdinecha. And he says the minchas chinuch doesn't exactly ask. He says ani mefakbeik. He says because one of the things minchas the sefer chinuch said no sir is included. No sir means when you hold on to meat from an animal beyond every carbon can only be eaten for a certain amount of time. There's a time limit. How long can you eat the carbon? What if a guy keeps it beyond the time limit? That's called no, sir.
He didn't change the status. This is another.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. It's beyond the time. So
this you discuss this. So, he didn't actually change. There's a Zman Sharil that it's permitted to. Doesn't have to.
All right. Right. So but he kept it longer. It stayed longer.
With somebody with no, sir, it's like always going to be in that status. With this,
what do you mean? No. You can eat it up until a certain point.
But all the other,
once the time passes,
all the other inyanim that have to do with doing something that's prohibited.
That's what he did. He kept this beyond the time limit. It's like the library card expired, right? I mean, the time expired.
But he didn't.
He didn't do anything.
Okay, let's see. One second. So anyway, so the minchas chinuch writes. Rani mefak beit benosar im havi bechal toiva. The hapaskinan bechametz shavala pesach the osarak mishum knosa. He said we paskin like a shimon. The chametz shavala pesach is also only out to knas. Like we mentioned, the penalty because you're over al-bayar-bayar motzei. V'lo amrina kol shetiyavti. Apparently, we don't say that it's a doraisa based on losocha because we have a kol shetiyavti l'cho. Okay? So the question is, it shouldn't be any different than nosar, right? And, but the question is, Taki, why not? So,
during Pesach, it would be
what's that? I guess so. Another lab. Yeah, very possible, yeah. So the truth of the matter is...
why would it be another lab?
If you ate it on paper,
It's
not lava. Yeah.
So you're saying
it'd be two. So anyway, I'm not going to that now. So the point is, if you look in that Sugyan Chulin, Daf Kuf Tezva, one could make a claim that maybe this din of Kol Shetiyavti L'cho, I don't know if this is what you're driving at or not, but it only applies when you did something also. Here, it was a time issue. In other words, a certain time, when by no sar also, right? The certain time. What? Not exactly the Rishon, not the Rishon Matino, because the other direction becomes also. But the point is that it's what's called Isur Zmani. For example, the Gemara later in Chulon on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph suggests, what about a guy who cooks on Shabbos? Guy cooks on Shabbos in violation. So 1 second. So a guy, let's say, a guy violates Bishul Doraisa. No question, he cooked something on Shabbos. So there, the halacha is that if he did it b'mezid, he can never eat that food, but somebody else could, right? After a certain amount of time, after Shabbos, right? But that's again only sounds like a knas. Why shouldn't that be an example of kol shetiyavtinuchah? The guy violated Shabbos. He cooked the Bishul b'Shabbos, right? Shouldn't that be lo sochal kol toibus? So the Gemara brings that up, and then the Gemara concludes, no, we have a gzeres hakosuv by Shabbos. The Gemara says there, ma'isa Shabbos litzuru dehot yavtilachom. No, amar kroki kodesh ulochem, the pasuk in Parshas Kisi says kodesh ulochem. Who kodesh rein maser kodesh? Where's a gzeres hakosuv, which later on the Suga may they reject, but for right now, the Gemara has a gzeres hakosuv. No, that doesn't apply to Shabbos. So the idea is like this. When it comes to the food, like cooking on Shabbos, the food itself is not a dover hamitu'av. It's not to'eva. There's nothing wrong with the food. You cooked, okay? The person was an iser bishul on Shabbos, but the michal is not a dover usser. So the same thing here. No, when I went ahead and I created it, I didn't create the iser. The chametz was there. The food was there, okay? I cooked, so I did an iser on the food, but the food itself is not necessarily a davar mituav, and certainly chametz. Okay, in other words, when it comes to chametz, and this way the Minchas Chinuch mentions, okay, the Minchas Chinuch says by Baye Roy, lo osam maise, the principle of kol shetiyavti l'chol is when I did something, even by Shabbos, it sounds like the Gemara is saying wouldn't be in the case of kol shetiyavti l'chol, because it was just something at the time. It's almost like a cheftza gavra, issue. There's nothing wrong with the cheftza of the food. The gavra violated an iser. And the Minchas Chinuch says, but by chometz, it's even less. I didn't do anything. Okay, the chometz, I had the chometz before Pesach. I kept it in my house. I didn't do anything. It sat in my cabinet all week. Okay, I didn't do any action whatsoever. So there, we won't say. That's how the Minchas Chinuch says. He thinks, what's that?
Where's the do an action,
Says, 1 second.
In the item itself.
Which Shabbos, the cooking, why isn't the cooking considered?
No, I'm saying, so in the early part of the sugya, the sugya is considered an action, okay, but he's saying, at least in the Havmin, at the end the Gemara doesn't accept this, but at least in the Havmin, before the Gemara had, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk to say, at least in the Havmin, the idea is that on Shabbos, there's no Isser on the Cheftza. That's why another person
food,
can eat it afterwards.
Food is food.
Right. The food is perfectly
fine.
You're
turning it into Basar V'chah.
That's right. That's correct. That's exactly right.
It ends
it's
up
not
being,
treif. It's not treif. The horror. And that's exactly why. Somebody else can eat it.
The guy
Shabbos.
That cooked it.
So that's a punishment on him. I'm a gavra. Right. So because he did it, so we punish him.
No,
it's not the right.
It's a knas.
Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu punished him too. But the Rabbana made a knas on him on top of it. Right. But that's why another person, if it was to be treated like tarfus or basar, no one could eat it. Right? That's the point. But I'm saying when it comes to.
How do we know that a horse is also because it says, where's the tiapti? The tiapti is when he said, don't eat it. So how can you say there's no, because the tiapti is because of eating? No, but here
the guy, the issue was cooked on Shabbos.
No, I'm not talking about Shabbos. I'm going back to everything else.
Answer your question before. In all those cases, when the Torah says eating is an iser, then you don't need to come out the kol shetiyavti.
Right.
We're talking about where there's some other iser is done, like bishon Shabbos or by Rabbi Motze or nosar and so on. You violate different iser.
I'm asking about the places that are cheftza.
Yeah, so the place,
but why do we need two psukim with two rishonos? It says don't eat. How do I know it's from two?
No, so then you don't eat. Okay, so then lav, you could say.
Okay.
Anyway, but be that as it may, but again, the Minchas Chinuch is saying about that, I think, that what do you call it, that the chometz on Pesach was even less in the sense he didn't do any action, but he says, he says you suggest as a possibility, does the Minchas Chinuch. What about if I did have I had chametz on Pesach not because I kept it in my cabinet, but I bought it on Pesach or I baked it on right. Pesach? He says lefize efshar bekona chametz o shechimetz bePesach yeosulach har Pesach milavze. Minchas Chinuch proposes yes, because kol shetiyavti. Menachas Chinuch proposes, the same Chinuch doesn't say. Right. So the Menachas Chinuch is saying, I'm not sure, okay, but he says it's Archean, and we'll see Rakla Orer, but he's Ma'or the point. Because it's interesting, because the truth is, you know, we assume that for Bayerah, Bayamotzeh, there's no Malkus. Why is there no Malkus? So many assume because the Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Well, many assume it's because of Lav Anita Klase. Lav Anita Klase means because it can be rectified by Tashbisu. But the Rambam says because of Lav Shein Bo Maisa. But the implication of the Rambam would be, but if you did a Maisa, Yitaka would get Malkus. There's a difference in keeping Chometz before Pesach and actually buying it or creating it on Pesach. So the Minchas Chinuch proposes at least a possibility that this the reason again. Our kash is, why don't we say that chometz is also chometz after Pesach is also midoraisa because of kol shati after lecha, you know, haris about tocho, you know, which is a deraisa. Forget about the machokas rooted in shimin. It's a, you don't have to come to that. It's a regular din in toeva. The answer is because the person didn't do anything. There was no action. And it's an issur zmani, and he didn't do anything. But at least there's a possibility. Suggests, yeah, but maybe that's not true. That is true. But maybe if a guy taka did something, then you would violate doraisa. Even according to Shimon, it would be a doraisa violation. Not al tzchomet shavu lo pesach, those psukim the Yehuda quoted, but rather al tz kol shetiyat
l'cho. Yeah. What is the issur of making chometz on Pesach?
No, so that would be by or by Motzei.
You don't see it. You have it in your possession.
You have it in your possession. You're not to own it. So why you're not to own it. You have it. You own
why
it.
Does the Rambam categorically say it's
well,
a
Lashon
HaRoi?
It should not be around.
Right.
But why is that different than we said if a guy has it, he has it. What is the fact that he's making it?
No, because he did it.
That introduces the Maisa.
Has to make it also.
So it's the same answer except now there's a Maisa.
Yes, yes, that's what he's saying. There's a difference, you know, when I have, I didn't do anything, that's a law of shame by myself. If I actually went and did something, that elevated its status. I create, you know, yeah. The same is sir by Yom HaMotzei, but it's elevated into a law of shame. He says it's our here, but he poses a possibility.
But now that he just said that, it's like, you still, now it's almost like you have two different things. You have a Kenyan, but you still end up with the same.
Yeah, but there's a difference. In one case I did a mice, in one case I didn't. So
why does the Rambam then say categorically, it's a lot of shame, but myself, if there exists the
possibility. No, he says usually. He didn't say category. He says usually. He didn't say category. Now, in fact, the truth of the matter is, let's look. Okay, the Rambam, may as well see, I have to do guesswork. The Rambam in Hilchas Chometz Umatzah, obviously, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says, Chometz Avala Pesach Asur, well, it doesn't say it here, but, well, just a second, yeah, halacha gimel. I'm sorry. Eino lokim mishum lori v'loy motzei. Ella im kain kona chometz v'pesach o chimtzo kedei shiase b'maisa. He said,
okay.
Eino lokim ella im kain kona.
Yeah, and Israel there is midrash.
Yeah, of course. Of course, absolutely. It's also no question. Also midrash, but no malchus. Okay. Now, right. Now, anyway, so there is another possible teretz to this question. You know, so that's one teretz. But there is another, a little bit of another different way to look at it. Really, there's a bit of a clear among the Rishonim. Really, what exactly is the nature of this iser of Bayra by Motze altogether? I'm sorry, of Chometz Shavuot Pesach. Yes, it's a knas. Fine, that's what you say. But let's say, okay, and it's a little unclear in the Rambam. Okay, let's say a person didn't violate Bayer or Bayer Motze. He forgot about this chometz. It was a shogeg. It was onus. You know, I understand the Chazal imposed a knas on somebody who went ahead in violation of halacha and kept it. This guy didn't know about it. It was here. He found it after Pesach upstairs, some back room. He didn't know, you know, some other apartment or something like that. He found something.
The whole Avijan was the wise guys. So the say, I forgot.
Okay, yeah, okay,
how
good.
How do you enforce that?
So good. So the Rambam writes, and again, Halacha Gimel, he says, I'm sorry, Halacha Dal, I read Halacha Gimel before. He says, Chomet she'ovel Pesach, osu ben olam, v'dover zeh knasu m'divisop, m'pnei she'ovar al bal yerah u bal yemotza asru. But then he writes, that sounds like it's simply because the guy violated, leaving the door open to say, if he didn't.
It's not a deterrent, right, it's a punishment.
Right. On the other hand, very good, that'll be a good chiluk. Not a deterrent. Bafilu hinicha bishkaga obeones, okay, you said. even if the guy, even if the guy left it b'shoga bonus, kidei shelo yaniach adam chametz b'rishus of pesa, kidei shebehena b'achar pesa. So it's a little funny. He says the second part sounds like it's a deterrent. You know, he's saying you don't want the person to do it. So in any event, the Magid Mishnah writes in Halacha Dalet. He says, Lomar de over aleha lav dafke. That which it says you violated it, lav dafke for a guy who violated it. Elo roi lavor olav. Lafuke chometz enochri bedafke. It's roi, okay? Even if I didn't violate it because it was b'shogeg, it was b'ones, but it was chometz, it was eligible to be, if I would have known, it wasn't in the hand of a guy. Lafuke enochri.
The guy had it's also okay? Eligible.
No, but it's in a Nochri's hand. I'm saying it was in a Jew's hand. They didn't know. I mean, but he says Lafuke chometz enochri b'dafke. As a dafke enochri, but a Jew's chometz, it could be. But the only thing is, in this case, he didn't violate it. So, and the truth of the matter is, this discussed in Mishonim in the Sefer Hari Kedem in the Siman Lamed Aleph. The Rav had it was bothered by the Rambam, but he says again, basically the clear is it a knas because a guy violated Bali or Bali Motzei? Or it's almost like they made a rule that any chometz that was potentially even if there wasn't buyer by months would be included in that the Ritva in Pshachim Chaf Ches Mal Aleph writes in the name of the Ra'ah Pirish HaRa'ozal in the name of the Ramban, okay, Pirish HaRa'ozal b'shem Rabba HaRamban, that's the Ritva quotes the Lo She'over Mamish, it means Hov Over the Chomer She'ro'i Lavor Olav, that's how the Ramban writes in his Kiddushim Taf Lamed Aleph Mal Aleph. Shma mina the chikonis of Shimon bechometz shal Yisrael shavala pesach lav dafke beover aleb by Rabbi Motzel a bain shogeg bain mezid bain beonis bain beratzon kansinan da chometz zeh shenimtza bechanus shaos vana korva pesach over him enev areu shal motzav alav kal by Rabbi Motzel vafapichen osel achar pesach, even if I lost it still osel v'tamishum knosa. And then he writes, "Umistama hachzor mehidik arsinim abakama gozel chometz." He has a raya from a gemara that if you stole chometz, you can give it back. Hareishal chalavanecha. Fine. And it comes out that according at least to some rishonim, okay, it comes out at least according to some rishonim that the iser by Rabbi Motzei, the iser chometz shavu pesa, is not really necessarily a direct result of what of Bayur Rabbi Motzei. But it's more like a blanket kind of iser. If that's the case, we could argue that will solve our problem too. Because we said we want to know why isn't chometz of a pesach a din of toeva kol shati avdi lachar or vel tochal. It's only toeva if you take violated by your Rabbi Motzei. You did an iser. We're saying here perhaps the whole nature of the iser, the whole nature of the prohibition of by Rabbi Motzei is even if you didn't violate by your. It's sort of like a new category. So it won't be under Kol Sheti Avdi Lecha, because in some cases it's going to be usher even without being toiva.
Being right.
It wasn't toiva, right? There was a taka, nobody violated an iser with this. It was lost, it was onus, it was shogeg, or whatever. It was no iser. So I'm saying I'm just suggesting perhaps that's a second, another teretz to this question of why it's not under toiva, because the nature of the iser of Chometz She'over Pesach is that even if there was no iser, it's not toeva. Even it's still iser. It's a new. It's like a new category of iser. So that's possibly.
But what if
to say a second
for sure?
Yeah.
There was a Kenyan, yeah. For sure. Then,
yeah. Then sold it. That's a different. Sold
no. Bought it.
Who bought? Oh, guy
Dori
bought it.
Dori basically bought it. There was a Kenyan or a fiat.
Yeah, thank you.
For sure. That then he's over. It's a toeva, right?
Yeah. That, going back that minchas chinuch. Well, you could argue.
How can
let's
it not
see.
Be?
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah,
there's a mice.
Unless you say
he
it's
did
a whole
something that was
prohibited.
Probably.
I'm just trying to think. Maybe not because it's a whole new issue. It sounds like it. There is another possible teretz. Okay, Rav Shechter in the Sefer Ginas Egos, okay, in Siman Tesvav, talks about this issue of Kol Shetiyavti Lecha. And he refers to a Tosus in on that sugin chulin, okay. On Daf Kuf Tezvav Dio Masra Chorish. Okay. He writes the following. Okay. He quotes him a Tshuva Beis Ephraim Chiluk Archaim Simon Nun Vav, and he makes the following distinction. He says a chiluk between sometimes you have an iser, it's a classic yeshiva shachakira, where there's a peula, there's an action, and there's a chalos, okay. That's you know, there was a few years ago something. A brisket, yeshiva shechila between a pool and a chalos. You know, the, years ago they made a song about the yeshivish language. You know, I forgot that they're talking yeshivish, you know, Yiddish and mixed up with Marlash, and so they, the pool is over here and the chalos is over there. Right, that's a typical yeshivish phrase. Doesn't mean much if you know what it's talking about. But anyway, the pool is here and the chalos. Right, that's right. Yeshivish right. So the pool is over here and the chalos is over there. So there's a chakir, the difference in a pool and a chalos. Basically, he says, for example, by Shabbos, his son Shabbos. The Isser is not to create an item on Shabbos that was cooked. The Isser is to cook on Shabbos. There's a pa'ula. The chalos, the result, is not the Isser. It's not that, oh, now I have a food that was cooked on Shabbos. But the chalos is the result, right? There's no such Isser. What do I want to say? By Shabbos, it's only Isser pa'ula. I'm not allowed to do a Shabbos, something called bishul. Or I'm not allowed to plant kelaim. The result that I have now a plant which is mixed with grapes and tvu or whatever, that's not the issue. The issue is the action, right? The pa'ula, okay? But by bosa, yeah, but by his equal, okay? I think so. But by bosa b'cholov, the issue is the chalos. The issue is to produce meat and dairy as an entity,
right?
Okay. Oh, but it's also chalos, okay? By bosa b'cholov, it's an iser chalos. In other words, we don't want to have it's not the maisa bishul that's usher, or it's not only the maisa bishul that's usher, it's the result. You're not, a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want bas b'chol. That's why, for example, let's say you have a kid cooks, a cotton cooks, a goy cooks bas b'chol, kind of a bishul akum, the Jew turned on a fire. A goy cooks bas b'chol. Right? That you're not allowed to eat that either. That has a dinner bas b'chol, because it's the result that's usher. Yeah. So
the
he says. So he said, right,
exactly. Spilled it.
So
it wasn't us.
No, so therefore he says like this. He says, when do we say it's kol shetiavdi lecha? That is when the result, when the chalos is an iser, okay. But when just the maisa is aser, okay. So then we're not going to apply the principle of kol shetiavdi lecha.
That's the definition of it. That if something that comes about from something that's forbidden, you can't.
Right, but only when it's the result that's usher, not when the action's usher. Okay?
Yeah, no, when
it comes, it sounds circular.
Why? When do I say kosh liavti?
It sounds
when
circular.
When part of the usher is to create this thing. But how do I say liavti? Because you're creating something which you're not allowed.
There's an usher to create it, that's when you can't eat it. We're talking about not eating it.
That's the same.
Kol shetiavti lecha means I can't eat it. There could be an issur to bring it to the world.
Why is it that you can't eat it?
Because you created something that's awesome.
It's two ways of playing the same issur.
Why is it circular? You're saying, why is it circular?
Why am I not allowed to eat basa b'chola? Because I did a maisa, which produces basa b'chola.
Right.
Exactly. So,
right. There's an issur to produce basa b'chola. Once is this, no! Yeah, yes, once is an issur to produce, it's also an issur.
So give an example of something where the result isn't us.
I don't have a pasuk that says don't eat it. It says lo sevasho. Right? The Gemara quotes the pasuk kol shetiavdi lecha.
It says, don't do it, and it doesn't say, don't eat it.
Tiji also can't eat it. Exactly. Exactly.
So what's an example of something that's forbidden to do, but the result
only chametz on Pesach. Only chametz on Pesach. I'm not allowed to do it. But if I did,
but
I did.
This is the.
And that's another teretz tarkasha. Exactly. This will be. Rosh Hashanah doesn't say that. I'm just applying it. That'll be another teretz tarkasha. There's an iser to own chametz on Pesach. If I did, okay. That's not going to call kol shetiavti lecha, because it's not that there's an iser to have it's not an iser to have a chalos of chametz that was owned on Pesach. There was an iser on me to own chametz on Pesach, but that doesn't create something in the cheftza.
So now we're
right?
going through all the 365 lavin.
You have to figure out which ones.
Yeah,
probably. So he has a whole. You want to take a
Pigul.
Look? I mean, so Shechta has a whole essay here about what he's talking about.
Pigul?
Okay. Pigul would be, I think. Pigul would be, yeah. Okay? And he has, also his Beno is a whole, what if you Shechter, again, you have a chance, you want to read the article, okay? It's here in the Siena Sego Simon Tesla. He speaks about several things. He has also his Beno, which was that Gemara, by the way. Again, is the Issa on the Chalos, or is an Issa on the Pula? So you have to figure out each time. But for our purposes tonight, it would solve this problem by saying, you know why there's no iser on no iser kol shetiyati lecha? Because it's not an iser to produce or to have chametz after Pesach that was in existence on Pesach. The iser was on Pesach not to own it. Okay, so I owned it, but that doesn't produce toeva. And therefore, it's only a knas. And that's why, that's another answer to our kasha. Finally, we'll give one other teretz, the Rav Sternbruch.
We're trying to explain why chometz shalavavez is only midorabon. That's basic.
No, so again, that's the issue. The Gemara concludes, like Reb Shimon, that Reb Yehuda has psukim to show us the raisa. But shouldn't we say it's the raisa, even according to Reb Shimon? Forget about Reb Yehuda's psukim. Why don't we say it's the raisa? That was minchas chenas kasha. In effect, why shouldn't we say it's also the raisa because of kol shetiyavti lecha? That's the question. So we have now a couple of different answers. Finally, Reb Sternbruch has another clear, and again, this is in Sefer Modim Zmanim, it's Chelek Zion. Simon Kuf Samach Vav. We has a different clear also about Chomesh Avala Pesach. He says that when the Chachamim said not to eat Chomesh Avala Pesach, what exactly was the nature of that? I read his words. It's V'yesh Lachor. This is Rav Sternbruch. Modim Izmanim, Chelek Zion, Simon Kuf Samach Vav. So the title is Geder Yisr Chomesh Avala Pesach. So he gives another territory. So we had three kind of terutz, and we had the Minchas Chinuch's own terutz that it's different because it's an Isur Zmani where you didn't do anything, you didn't create anything. Then we had, the Sam Rishonim hold the whole Isur altogether is not only if you violate Bayar, but even if you didn't, so maybe it's a different din. Then Rosh Hashanah, which is actually somewhat similar a little bit to the Minchas Chinuch, but he just has this Chakir between the, based on the base of Ephraim, on Chalos and the Pula. It's only Kosh Tiyav Tilecho when the Chalos is Usur, and not just when the Pula is Usur. And Sternberg has something else. He says, "V'noshev liker shorish reiza the chometz of pesach v'yesh lachkor begeder is im rabbanon gozush aser pes iser pesach imoshech gam aser gam achar pesach all mishum knas." Do we say like this? You know what the rabbanon? What did the rabbanon say when they outlawed or they imposed the fine on chometz of avol pesach? Is basically they saying that the chometz that was aser, this chometz was aser on Pesach, no doubt, and they're saying that now, for in effect, the iser continues. And we're declaring that even though Pesach's over, this chometz remains usher, the same way it was usher on Pesach. Is that what they said?
For the reason of the knas.
Okay, I'm saying because the knas. What was the nature of their prohibition? Did they say that whatever was this chometz, we're simply extending the already existing iser? That's what he says. Im rabbanu gozer iser Pesach yimashech will continue, will extend gam achar Pesach ol mishum knas. Oh, no, Pesach's over. I mean,
but the knas will be effective.
We're asking why. Why did they impose the knas? What did they say? Yes, there is a knas, but what did they say? The knas is on chametz after Pesach. This chametz is now usher after Pesach. That's a penalty. Good. But what did they say? Did they say that even though we made Havdalah and Pesach's over, guess what, folks? This chametz stays usher.
Or
he said, de la achar Pesach, Chal iser chodosh mishum knas. No, they can't extend. Pesach's over. What do you mean? Because no, what the rabbanon did, they created a new iser after Pesach, which is below shayach leikra a Pesach iser Pesach gufa. Okay, and he says,
who's this?
Rav Sternbruch. Rav Sternbruch said, there's two ways to look what the Chum did, and he has nafkaminas. Okay, in other words, it's not stamach hakiri.
Modim
zmanim chelik zayin simon kuf samach vav.
Okay,
he says two ways to look at. There's definitely
the
knas for everybody. No one can eat this, but why?
But there's two different. After Pesach, it's a brand new one for the.
That's the question.
Is
it no for everybody? For everybody. Is it a brand new issur the rabbanon? Or do we say no? The rabbanon simply said the old issur extends, and he brings an interesting question. He quotes the Rambam. You know, there is a din. We know there's a din before Pesach, B'dikas Chometz. Parag Gimel, Halacha Vav, B'dikas Chometz U'masa. Okay? That now, let's say a person didn't do B'dikas Chometz on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, I mean, the night before. He's got to do it the day before. And he couldn't do it the day before, guess what? He's got to do it on Pesach itself.
Why?
Okay, because...
You shouldn't
come to Chometz after Pesach.
So, fine.
Exactly. And not,
fine,
that, awesome. And not only that, but even after Pesach, the mitzvah b'dikas chametz will apply even after Pesach because
to avoid this problem
of having chametz that was avalam Pesach. So, but that's the din, okay? But the Rambam paskins, and we'll read it inside, and we'll move to wrap up. From now on, any chametz that he found
after Pesach,
yes, because any chametz that he found now after Pesach is going to be usher, so you better look for it. Right? We're assuming he didn't sell it to a guy. I don't know if that's the whole problem.
Yeah, he has to add the Inon as Al-Khay.
Okay, that's too
tough. Yeah.
So now look what it says in Hapar Gimel Achavav. Kishabode Kachamitz, Belele Arba Asar. When you search for Chametz, the night of the 14th, oh, be Yom Arba Asar, if you forgot, then during the day, oh, be Tocha Regel, or even during the holiday itself, Mevorach Kodem Yasmel Borcha, Toshan, Kimachalam, Shaykh Shon, Son, I'll be your Chametz. Ubodek, Mechapes, Bechol, Mechomish, Machlisin, Lem Chametz, Kmosh, Biarno, but then the Rambam says, Vim Bodach, Lacher, Haregel, Eina Mevorach. But if it's after that, you don't make the Brocha. Why not? Why not? The Shom says, why not? Why shouldn't it make the Brocha afterwards? Okay? Why should I make the bracha afterwards? Why should it be any different? Okay, it's the same thing. It's an isser. So he says he wants the whole from there. That after Pesach that he's suggesting that after Pesach it's not an extension of the original isser chomet. It's a brand new thing. The Rabbanan didn't impose a bracha about that.
But I'm saying he finds
it destroys it.
But isn't the bracha on the beginning of
beer? Yeah, fine, but I'm saying he still has to destroy, but he doesn't make a bracha. Why not? Why should it? Basically, what Sternberg is saying, why should it be different on Pesach or after Pesach? So he wants to say that's a shtickle raya, that the knas imposed by the Chachamim is not that they extended the Isser Chometz of Pesach that exists, but it's a brand new Isser. And a brand new Isser, so it's got nothing to do with what happened on Pesach. Therefore, they didn't make, there's no bracha. That's what he suggests. Okay,
yes,
and he says, and enough community for he has another enough community about Sofik, but what I wanted to mention,
makes it a toeva.
No, so I want to say fakert. You can argue, but I want to say fakert. That's why it's not a toeva. It's only a toeva if it's connected to the chametz on Pesach, which by or by Motze. You know what I'm saying? It was only, but now it's a brand new iser, so it's not in the realm of toeva. In other words, it's got nothing to do, really, almost, it has to do with,
so what's
the violation.
It's
based on that, but they made a break, they cut it. They cut it from the chametz. It's a result of buyer, but maybe, I'm not
so
convinced.
It's an
I'm just suggesting.
It's a brand new iser
now that
based
doesn't.
On something that happened.
Right, but since it's minutak, you know, it's disconnected, so to speak, from the actual iser on Pesach, maybe it wouldn't be enough to call it a toeva. That's, I'm just suggesting, he didn't talk about any of this. I'm just saying, based on his answer, you know, I was thinking that perhaps we could say, perhaps we can make such a chiluk. So, anyway, I have a number of different answers. Bottom line is, Lemaisa, we assume that Chometz Sha'aval Pesach is only Drabanan, like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yehuda, and not, we don't worry about Kol Shetiyatikha. Nonetheless, I thought it was an interesting idea, you know, in terms of understanding Chometz Sha'aval Pesach. And again, it has its roots here in the Parsha Shmini, a little bit, you know, the Dinah Psula Mekdashin. Yeah.
Take off?
No, okay. Okay. All right. Any comments or questions? Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's it for Chometz Sha'aval Pesach. Next week, back to the regular scheduled Parsha. Well, this was Parsha Shavuot too, but okay.
Could it be that since it's Parsha Shavuot?